Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, testing, testing. Testing audio and internet connection on all three platforms for the 144K full moon. Mass meditation of February the 24th, 2024. Well, certainly looks to be the year of physical, not just energetic liberation. So welcome everybody. Good to see all of you here that I see on my screen and just waiting for the thumbs up for the confirmation that I'm loud and clear on all three platforms. And yes, that thumbs up has arrived. Fantastic. Okay. So we will be I guess a good way, an important way to set the stage here is January and February of basically every year, each year, you know, there's an initial clearing of stuff of whatever kind, blocks basically, through January and early February for that given year to begin. The new year's, energetically, the new year's still beginning. It's sort of only just begun. Things are, the true energies of 2024 haven't really arrived, haven't really or settled, is the best way I can describe it. The new year of every year, or the full beginning of every year, and the tone that it sets for that year, its purpose, etc., is always from the March equinox onward. And partly for that reason, there's other reasons as well, I never expected, how can I put it, any dramatic developments, on the physical plane at least, that actually alters our own personal lives to that extent. We're in the process between now and the March equinox, some say the April solar eclipse, where there's just finalization of winning the energy war, completing that. And of course, as you all know, every 144K member or veteran knows physical events, the physical plane, what happens in the collective and our personal lives. Personal lives is nothing more than a consequence of what happens energetically. And the 144K, as always, does the responsible thing to alter the consequence on the physical plane ahead of time in many cases. And this full moon provides another great opportunity for that. We'll be given the next steps. To, in some respects, do a lot more than just raise the frequency of the planet. Because whenever the raising of frequency occurs, which is critical, of course, what also simply happens is more stuff comes up and it often bites, which of course, well, to a big degree, the 144K takes care of kind of straight away, sort of preemptively. As part of the process of dramatically raising the planetary frequencies. So let's begin the process of getting into that meditative state through slow and deep breathing through the nose. And just for a couple of minutes or so, get into that meditative state, the traditional and familiar form of stillness meditation to effectively begin the meditation. Let's just begin with that. And continue to breathe deeply and slowly as that right moment approaches. Now, if you have guides, go ahead and call them in. Now really begin to feel your presence. Begin to feel the energy of presence. A true deeper or higher level of awareness of being aware. Remember, genius resides in simplicity. Okay, good. Take one more deep breath through your nose. And see yourself in that gigantic, safe, protective, crystal ball. Look all around and see the translucent silver walls of the crystal ball and see the golden light bodies of every other 144K member, evenly spaced in a golden ring on the inside of the equator of this giant crystal ball. Let's all call in Gaia, authentic Gaia, authentic Gaia. Please be here with us and see her in the middle. Can we please have your permission, authentic Gaia, to take you up with us to beyond the multiverse? Okay, wonderful. Now let's change a world. Let's change this world. As we start to move up through the layers of this universe, and that familiar, comforting, therapeutic light, flashing of light, or faint flashing of light on the walls of the crystal ball reappears. As you briefly shift your glance from Gaia and that faint flashing of light on the walls of the crystal ball over to your guides, and then back again. Enjoy the ride as if we're going up a super fast elevator. As you adore the beautiful, the sacred planetary version or planetary aspect of the goddess, which is Gaia herself before us, as you adore, revere and worship those beautiful white polar ice caps, the clouds over the blue oceans. As we're about to change the energetic environment with our God powers. That makes planetary liberation a radically faster inevitability. As we're about to approach and move through that last outer boundary of this universe, feel that connected loving unity harmony and camaraderie of all the other 144K members. As you take one last deep breath, And you take one last glance at your guides, if you consciously work with them. And then have that relaxed, focused back onto Gaia, the blue oceans, the polar ice caps, the clouds. And that faint flashing of light in the background. And then all of a sudden, everything goes bright white as we reach and push through that last thick outer boundary of this universe. You can barely see Gaia in the middle. And we're through. As always, that big ball of light that is the universe that we just left, we rise above that and we zoom up as that big ball of light, the universe that we just left, rapidly turns into a small ball of light. And we rise above a whole ocean of small balls of light that are all the other universes in this portion of the multiverse. We rise above that. That turns into a more fainter, I suppose, hazier ball of light that is the multiverse that we just left. And then you see all the other multiverses. We rise above an ocean of that. And it all disappears. And notice how when you look around within this crystal ball at this extreme high up place within all that is, it is extra still. Extra calm. There is nothing but presence. The realm of the I am. Presence as we continue to rise. To access extreme levels of power as you observe the sacred goddess Gaia. Your beautiful polar ice caps. As I run through standard protocols, as we continue to rise. Authentic card, authentic card, we call upon the one true authentic card. Please make sure we go to you and no one else true hand. And you look up through the roof of the crystal ball. And you see that point of white light appear, getting, and it gets bigger and bigger. And the whole roof of the crystal ball is all lit up, very bright, but we're still approaching it. And we finally reach it. We come to a sudden, yet somehow gentle stop, and we gently, lovingly move through and into this realm. This very little known place. The realm of the overseers, of the multiverse or multiverses, as it lovingly envelops the sacred crystal ball. It closes at the bottom, opens up at the top. Enjoy the show, as I say. And now we form a straight line of solidarity behind and a little above Gaia. The crystal ball, as always, peels evenly from the top center, nice and slowly, all the way down. Take a deep breath as you enjoy the show. That silent observer. And now to bring ourselves into even more power, ultimately, by bringing ourselves even more into that surrendered form of deeper centeredness and stillness. Because the now kind of has infinite depths, where, of course, if applied the right way, with consciousness projected from the physical plane, literally liberates universes. Not just planets. And brings about the return of love, healing, and bliss. This is true and very real levels of energy mastery. That is freeing a planet and the goddess. As you kind of lose yourself in the now, forget about everything, go deep into stillness, and allow yourself to instantaneously, effortlessly, by looking inward, without an ounce of trying, connecting to these extremely senior light beings, that are instrumental in helping us squeeze 100 mass meditations into one for radically faster planetary liberation, as I remain silent for a minute to really connect and feel their energy signature, feel what they feel like. As they clear your field, just by being up here with them in such extreme high frequencies. Authentic Cod, can you please send us a massive wave of your energy so we can truly feel you to an undeniable, unmistakable physical level? Okay, now let's connect with the heart. Please send us a massive wave of your energy so we can truly feel you physically in the heart. And if any of you have trouble seeing or feeling, it's okay. Stick with it, because that's just the noise, the roughness coming from these insane amounts of X-level solar flares. So geomagnetically, it's quite stormy, which doesn't help with our energy or psychic sensitivities. So don't worry, just stick with it, because consciousness is king. Pay a little bit of relaxed background attention on your center of your chest as you look and observe. Remember to breathe deeply and slowly. True surrender into the now. That keyhole to freedom. Infinite love. Excellent. Okay, just reconnect with or glance at your guides as I quickly call in the rest of the Legion of Light. I call upon the infinite arm of the Authentic Amalgam. I call upon the Elders of the Amalgam, with that lineage, direct lineage to the creative beings of this universe. I call upon the creator beings of this universe and physicality that presents itself as one giant golden being of lights as a man. Okay. Repeat after me, everybody. I call upon all of my higher dimensional, higher selves. See him or her to Oberon, the creator beings that of this universe that presents itself as one man. And repeat after me. I call upon the entirety of my soul, see that as looking like a distant star up above the overseer beings of multiverses. Repeat after me. I call upon my authentic oversoul. See that as a bigger ball of light behind your soul in a different color of your choice. And lastly, repeat after me. I call upon my authentic I Am presence. See an ever bigger ball of light behind your oversoul. With seemingly longer, clearly infinite rays of light when it comes to your I Am. Authentic Legion of Light. Here we are, as starseeds, walking the talk. There is Gaia. Can you please take us to the space and place of omnipresence, where we hereby take every action all at once from omnipresence to multiply the power of this mass meditation by another 100 mass meditations. Because it's time. And take that last brief glance at Gaia and some of the teams, and everything turns bright white. And that bright light, it's sort of, feel it as if it's kind of deeply penetrating into your physical lives. What would that feel like? Where you have to squint your physical eyes at such brightness. We are transported to omnipresence, kind of like its own realm, its own frequency. You can barely see Gaia before us, and the bright white light all of a sudden disappears. Everything looks the same. Authentic Legion of Light. Here we are, making a massive and fundamental difference to ease the suffering of humanity. To bring about a far higher timeline to bring a level of deep collective healing that replaces trauma, anxiety, fear, ground, incessant charge of fear. Replacing it all with that all-knowing, true connected connectedness based on love, run by love, charged by love. In the true meaning of the word, love, not our limited matrixy understanding of love, let alone experience of love. something that we long have lost our memory of. It is the full moon, February 24th, 2024. There is Gaia. We ask that you scan deeply. All of Gaia, physical and non-physical, hidden and unhidden, all aspects and realms of the fabric of so-called reality, of places that we do not yet know of. Down to the subquantum level and, if applicable, way further than that, beyond the consciousness boundaries of the known. And we request and set the intent for two things. To find an altar any or all of the last remaining deepest energetic fundamentals structures that keeps us in this current frequency and state, mental and emotional state. That keeps us keeps humanity, the planet, under such degree of horrible duress, keeps us separate from our galactic heritage. And basically, whatever it is that maintains or holds up the remaining quarantine and prepare us for an eclipse that really will be that long-awaited energetic breakthrough. This planet and starseeds especially have been truly waiting for a return to galactic energies. Okay. Okay. All right, I'm getting plasma playing. Let's put Gaia in that white quarantine sphere. See her in there. Okay, now really, for whom this applies to, really let go. Really detach, be as, I don't know, in terms of approach and mindset, as childlike as possible, because we're on the brink of a massive breakthrough. All right. Let's just spend a few minutes doing, how can I put it, an initial dust up or dusting is one way to put it, I guess, of a lot of stuff that's been kicked up by these crazy S-class flares, I think three or four of them in the past couple of days. Unprecedented. Authentic Legion of Light, please guide and assist us in clearing all dark, all forms of any negativity of any shape, form or kind, let alone entities, that is up now, kicked up by the X-class soul flares. Presence, any applicable plane, including the physical plane. All right, now see, so hold the intent of seeing whatever form, well, basically what I just stated, any form or type of negativity or dark that's kicked up by the solar flares, so that upon clearing that, we can then move on and go deeper to transform things. As always, in the visual sense, the answer is presented at the same place that the question was asked. In your case, when you heard me ask the question, at the same time, there it is. Whatever form of blackness kicked up by the solar flares, there it is. So as always, just focus within the white quarantine sphere from a safe distance, seeing any form of non-physical dark. Namely entities, whether they're amorphous or have some kind of form, from the safe distance of this quarantine sphere with such insane amounts of high light presence that they just can't compete with. Kind of assume or pretend that you can see everything. Open up your consciousness to go beyond your current level of consciousness, reference points for that matter, as they show us, guide us, assist, and rooting for us. As always, your soul will show you what your unique soul purpose and task is to clear based on your unique soul talents and abilities and attributes. What's that very initial non-trying thing that you see? Either a literal, accurate image or abstract representation, open up your consciousness through your mind. Detach. All right, got it. Turn it white if you haven't already. And as always, if need be, based on the unique way that you work, which is based on your soul, its nature, frequency, purpose, turn as anything dark, you turn white as you begin to transmute it with your light, with the support of your guides. Change the background color of the quarantine sphere to whatever darker tone you need to be able to contrast that white transmutational light that you are literally channeling via your consciousness and intent. So this is the clearing of stuff that's already up. Forced up, kicked up by these crazy solar flares, and this will radically help calm things down, soothe things. So much of the collective is really struggling and therefore struggling to adjust and rise respectively to these higher frequency timelines. And whenever that happens, it does laden things. It does slow things down because they can't adjust. I mean, we're having trouble adjusting. Time for acceleration and smoothness. We're in the light age now, literally. So the purpose and lessons of the dark age have been fulfilled fully. Time to end the garbage. Now, in terms of what I see or saw, I saw, well, from this distance, basically blackness rising out of each continent. And kind of like around along the edge of Gaia, shown in a side view cross-section cutout kind of abstract representation. So no right or wrong here, you just see what you see, turn it white. If it helps, change the background color of the quarantine sphere, and then if you haven't already, see Gaia in a very translucent, as a very translucent globe, to see all, to see through anything, and therefore see anything dark, that is kicked up by the solar flares. And watch disappear after a few seconds of turning it white. As always, see at least two of the teams at a bare minimum, your I Am and the HOD in the background. And whenever the transmutation completes itself and the white light disappears, just leave, see that beautiful background color that you chose of the quarantine sphere. In the background, leave seeing that after the white light disappears. Okay. And just finish up. I'm just briefly showing the teams all sorts of stuff that have come up on the plasma plane. But plasma on the physical plane, if that makes sense. There's plasma on the physical plane, physical plasma. Okay, good. Alrighty. Okay. So the next thing that we're being guided to, okay, Authentic Legion of Light. Show us the energetic structure of collective level anxiety, because when how do I verbalize this? Whenever mentality, belief, concept, emotion, of a group or a collective or an organization, they form energetic structures, long story short. And this energetic structure, it becomes kind of like an entity in and of itself, and it starts to seek more of what it already is. And in terms of, I suppose, fear-based, anxiety is the primary thing that's really doing some damage of the collective. That's holding things back, long story short. Really slowing down planetary, well, not just planetary ascension, bringing in the light, bringing in the love, source love down to the surface, really radically slowing that down. It's time for it to go. So C, hold the intent on that structure that is the collective anxiety that would inevitably be full of entities, but also in and of itself, keeps anxiety in place and sucks more of the same, for lack of a better term, sucks more of the same anxiety that is always hungry for, partly by perpetuating it. So just by holding that intent, we're going to transmute it. And as a result of that, there's going to be a very significant, if not very big, bump, planetary frequency, which also unravels our own ability to work way better and quicker. We because this is very heavy, very noisy stuff. As you see right through everything, within this white quarantine sphere, teams in the background. That initial non-trying glance of this massive collective energetic structure that is formed through and because of anxiety. Got it? All right. Turn it white, and you know, this doesn't have to take long at all. I won't verbalize what I see yet in case it ends up interfering with what you see. Turn it white. Standard operating procedure of planetary liberation. As you turn it white, alter the background color or the color of the quarantine sphere into a darker divine color. Again, my personal preference is indigo. And what you naturally see will, of course, as always, be based on your own unique soul purpose. Okay. And it's always a kind of luxury that you don't have to see things perfectly when projecting your consciousness from the physical to the non-physical. Actually, within the physical too, if you go to different enough frequencies. As always, your soul, your mind, or what your consciousness is ready for will present this in a way that makes sense to your rational mind. Hold the white light. And transmute. Watch the white light disappear throughout the field of Gaia. Okay, there's something coming out of what it looks like, either within the core of Gaia or deep within this structure that is no more. So let's just quickly spend a few seconds making sure that's taken care of, because it's allowing Gaia to release as well. Hold that relaxed, non-trying focus on that internal vision. Okay, she felt that. I think I did too. Some of you or most of you will have felt that as well. Totally fine if you didn't, because chances are you're busy. Really Now, return focus to all your higher aspects, really coming through you now, really channeling your true identity, your God or Goddess aspect, your I am aspect. Feel that come through. Broaden that internal image, ironically, by trying less and then trying even less. Okay. Authentic Legion of Light. The primary underlying last remaining quarantine layer or block of quarantine. Well, really, it's the veil. That massive reverse salience. That upon being removed or dealt with, will energetically, therefore mentally and emotionally, just free us, make a night and day difference. Is this side of subquantum anomaly. And just make sure you're looking at the teams, your I am at a minimum as I'm saying this, where you're sort of relaying what I say, like a powerful antenna. I suppose I just had a hit, so to speak, from some kind of Confederation personnel, whether it's my own personal contact team. You might get a loving, soft little jolt in the center of your head from your personal Confederation contact team. Open up your consciousness to such a possibility. And I digress. And that hit, as I call it, is a like an acknowledgement, a confirmation that we're on the right track in terms of what we're in the process of requesting and working on. Authentic Legion of Light, I am presences, hold over on archangels. The subquantum anomaly throughout all frequencies and density levels of the physical plane appears to be the last primary remaining aspect of the veil, the quarantine, that separates us from the surface to the galactic energies and worlds, galactic societies, and really even inner Earth, Agartha, Shangri-La type worlds beneath our feet. We hereby revoke and nullify and withdraw our consent and agreement to be separated by anything or anyone between galactic energies and worlds and civilizations and frequencies and energies and inner earth, fifth dimensional, higher fourth dimensional, and beyond inner earth, sacred realms, worlds, energies, consciousness. The subquantum anomaly throughout all densities within the physical plane. Is something we no longer accept and tolerate. And being at the subquantum level it's kind of like its own dimension. It is the primary governing force of this quantum waveform particle matrix of all levels and frequencies of the physical plane. Pull that final pin or plug, suck out all the negativity and darkness that governs the quantum field of the physical plane at all densities and frequencies, with the primary intent and purpose of final removal of all and anything throughout the subquantum realm that maintains the veil, aka quarantine. End it now, once and for all, in a safe way. And hold that non-trying, relaxed internal focus of Gaia within the white quarantine sphere, working from omnipresence. The teams, you know, they're usually one step ahead of what I have just commanded, requested, verbalized here in the physical. Subquantum. Gotcha. Okay, turn it white, anything you see. You can all be done in a split second, basically. Hold the white light, the background color of the quarantine sphere to an indigo or whatever works for you. Follow your soul. Receive your soul. This is what you're here for. Nothing else matters. Stand strong and firm for love. The ultimate presence, the ultimate, well, how do you describe it? This is what you're here for. This is what you're born for. Honor that, respect that to make it all worthwhile as we all collectively hold the intent of transmuting subquantum anomaly, because we can. And we can because that's what we're here for, and it's time. As the old saying goes, it's nothing more powerful than an idea whose time has come. Hold the white light, stand for humanity, stand for the goddess. Hold faith in galactic society, reintegration and reunion, where we're literally replacing or, well, getting rid of fear, that pervasive background energy of fear that resides within and throughout subquantum anomaly. Now, feel a sense of an increased determination at the heart level. Return to the heart as you maintain that internal visual in order to transmute . Don't take no for an answer. That is not what we're here for. That's not who we are. And not our purpose. Broaden that internal vision to include at least two of the HOD, aka Beyond Multiversal Overseers, on either side of Gaia. Obviously at the far end, because they're so insanely massive, your I am in between them, in other words, just up above, but way over the other side of Gaia. Unleash the unlimited nature of your consciousness. Okay, as always, be in that non-trying surrendered state in this internal world through internal vision. Be there, stay there. And if you need to, pretend. From the rational mind perspective, that is insanely limited and rigid. Pretend that your soul, oversoul, I am, the HOD, your guides, etc., is doing this through you, through your consciousness. If that's what works for you. Honor your soul. In other words, true identity. All right, now hold this mass concentration. Arguably unprecedented, of this transmutational white light going deep. And we no longer have to go through to the other side of where a lot of this subquantum, I'll use the term energy packets, because although it's technically within the physical plane, it's sort of the laws of physics don't really apply at the subquantum level. Although I'll do my best to verbalize things here. There's insane amount of depth throughout the subquantum, the physical subquantum level. Ooh, Gaia felt that. And so on one hand, as always, there's the macro image of Gaia being lit up, almost looking like a bright star within the quarantine sphere. Intent being held constantly on transmuting. Anomaly within and throughout the subquantum level of existence or reality. Because our consciousness and all this concentrated light, it can go anywhere and everywhere. And this is how you free a planet. This is how you transform a world. This is how you change the world. The 144K walks the talk. Now, there's a lot of uncovering and uncovering and exposure of some, I'll affectionately use the unique kind of ingenious term of dark dually bags. That were once upon a time safe within the subquantum level of existence throughout the physical, various physical densities that they exist in. Again, I'll digress. See the teens in the background. Your I am at a minimum. The entirety of Gaia lit up. And now take the in between this image that I just described, take the occasional glimpse of various, I suppose, deeper frequencies. Or level of frequencies, you could say level of densities within the subquantum realm throughout the physical plane. Just hold that intent. And you may see, again, as the usual abstract representation, for the sake of the rational mind, you may see like as if you're looking at a portion of primarily the surface, atmospheric and surface layer of Gaia, physical, more than one layer of it. So it looks like a curve, like a concave kind of a thing. And that's dark levels or layers. That's one way to do it. And it transmutes. You know, again, change background color as needed. Okay, now see whatever white transmutational light you're seeing, see it disappear, complete that particular process, because we're only going to do, we'll probably only need to do this a couple more times. And see what Gaia, what colour is left. As the, you know, the restored return to the divine state of the subquantum realm. Okay. Something came up there. Let me just deal with that. Some kind of a different form of darkness that was, I don't know, more of a pervasive consciousness and form of consciousness. So I'm just going to make sure that's taken care of while you continue to look at the teams. Your I am, your guides at a minimum on the other side, and just if anything comes up, transmute it. I just need another minute here. We need to make sure that all levels or densities or frequencies of the subquantum anomaly throughout the subquantum realm is transmuted for a massive timeline upgrade, you know, harnessing the energies of full moon, taking advantage of what's already been cleared thanks to the S-class solar flares. So we're really, really surfing that wave of opportunity and therefore leading the charge, because that's the nature of the 144K and its leading role, arguably cutting edge role. All right, just a few more seconds here, bear with me. Okay, so if you haven't already, finish any transmutation from dark to white light to then disappearance, then leaving whatever color to you represents the divine. And a cleared state of that given realm or density within the subquantum level of reality. As we begin to finish up for this full moon, okay, take a step back, broaden your vision. 50% visual focus on the teams in the background. Feel your soul and begin to let go into, you know, lose yourself into the stillness. All right, now, pay attention. Authentic Legion of Light. And all I am presence and souls called upon and concentrated here in this mass energetic event. Can you find, scan and clear all remaining frequencies and densities? Of anomaly throughout the subquantum realms. And anything dark or negative within it. And go right through the surface, well into inner Earth, low Earth orbit, sublunar space as needed. And to begin this process, show us all a visual micro image of the macro, the entirety of the subquantum anomaly, and anything dark within it. Authentic Galactic Confederation, Authentic Galactic Central Sun Races, stand by. Okay, so see Gaia as a light blue sphere, if that's what works for you, within the white quarantine sphere, because safety first. And now hold the intent of seeing, again, as an abstract representation, micro representation of the macro, all remaining subquantum anomaly at the subquantum realm from this vantage point of outside the quarantine sphere. Within this light blue translucent globe representing Gaia, the realm of Gaia, of subquantum aspects of Gaia, of the physical plane. And Cobra did state at the Phoenix conference that at the subquantum level, the laws of physics don't apply. It's just very different, even though it's on the physical plane, at the physical density. And we're going to take advantage of that, because that makes it way more responsive to consciousness projected from the physical. We're stepping in, we're using that, as it's undoubtedly divinely ordained. So, as you observe the silent Creator God observer, feel your soul, well, ultimately begins with your I am, that you can see on the other side there, but feel your soul. Channel your soul to fulfill this unique purpose. Zoom in if you need to. Again, harness your attributes and strengths and purpose by doing what works for you, using my guidance as some kind of starting point or structure, and take the occasional, and again, try to hold 50% of your visual focus on the teams. And I am on the other side. And whatever you see as that whole, you know, representative micro image of the macro of all subquantum anomaly, whatever shape, form it is. You know, as long as you're driven by the intent of being shown, that representative micro image of all remaining frequencies and densities of the subquantum anomaly, and when you are ready, turn it white. I got it. Hold. Because this is kind of like, you know, that pick your analogy, that initial trickle of water of a tiny little stream that eventually turns into a massive waterfall or a tiny little snowball rolling down a glacier that eventually turns into a massive snowball, whatever it is. This is what we're setting the chain reaction for, because we're getting the light in deep all the way to transform the whole world. Again, always okay, we're about to lose Blog Talk, but we haven't got much longer to go. As always, turn alter background colors of both Gaia and the quarantine sphere to have an easier time seeing your white transmutational light. And see it disappear initially. Returning it to divine order at the subquantum level. Complete, pure, pristine divine order. At the deepest level of the subquantum realms. Okay. Now imagine there's a chain reaction going on throughout all, even if it's infinite depth, so to speak, when it's not, but throughout all densities, levels, frequencies of the subquantum realm on the physical plane. And the best way to verbalize this, because it's really hard verbalizing energetics, especially with cutting edge light intervention. See all of Gaia within the white quarantine sphere, and the blackness of all remaining subquantum anomaly. See deep within that blackness a light starting to emerge from the surface level, the surface of the planet, because that's the heaviest concentration, where the heaviest concentration of subquantum anomaly is. And see the light spread throughout this black ball, because in case you haven't noticed, we've been literally living in a black ball. And see light begin to expand deep within. It's not even that bright initially. And hold the intent with absolute heart level resoluteness. As we're pulling energetic subquantum pin, that reverse salient that just sets off an unavoidable, unstoppable chain reaction of light. See the light expand, like, you know, like there's a movement, chain reaction sense, for lack of a better term. I know some of you, because of your unique soul, talents and purpose, will see either more detail or, I don't know, a proper expression of it of some sort. Hold the intent of this chain reaction, this penetration of light thanks to our conscious connection and focus, going all the way. All the way. Beyond the smallest of the small. Well within the depths of all densities of the subquantum anomaly on the physical plane, all the way to the light, transmuting it all, whatever's there, and the light spreading. And see, as the light spreads, again, change background colors as by will to suit you. As the light spread, you notice that there's the goddess, representative goddess, color, magenta. And it's okay if you saw light blue, pink, or rainbow colors, because that's all associated with goddess color and energy. And see it spread. Again, zoom in, zoom out, just look inward, surrender, be the silent witness, see what is shown to you by the teams. And have a visceral, I suppose, bodily level sense, you could say clairsentient sense, of this occurring, you know, throughout and within the surface of the planet as well. Pushing that more extra bit of resistance, for lack of a better term, that's mostly concentrated in the lower atmosphere, surface, and upper crust, I guess. And see, it's spread, because there's quite a few. It's kind of like a big dimension, the subquantum realm of reality, throughout the physical frequencies and densities of the physical plane. So it's like a big place. Really spread it out and see the white light. If you haven't already, again, you don't have to follow my precise guidance, because our talents and attributes are different, which is why we're together. But if you haven't already, see white lights. An insane, intense amount of white light, as you can imagine, just go right throughout the planet. But at the subquantum realm, forget normal quantum level of reality, subquantum that undoes the whole thing throughout Gaia's grids, throughout. Think big. Really think big. Think multiple densities and frequencies throughout the physical plane, as it relates to the subquantum level of reality, several layers at the same time is the best way I can verbalize it. And as that white light closes on the other side of the planet, the other half of the planet, see it leave a, you know, spreading to that other side. See it leave a pristine magenta goddess color in its wake.
holding the intent of the full transmutation of all densities and frequencies of the entirety of subquantum anomaly within the subquantum realm where the laws of physics don't apply, which is perfect. And see the white light, you know, sort of coalescing into one side of the planet, leaving, then, you know, growing small and disappearing, leaving a pristine magenta goddess, subquantum space. And now zoom out and maintain the vision, as this is our last and final act for dramatic, some dramatic stuff here. Repeat after me. We call upon the Galactic Confederation. We call upon the Galactic Central Sun Race and Motherships. We call upon the Cosmic Central Sun Races and Motherships temporarily fire all Mjolnir cannons at 100%. And now do whatever, see, you know, the what is typically the bottom half, bottom side of rather large ships, primarily disc-shaped for the most of them, fiery beams of white light, calibrated to 100% power, calibrated to all frequencies and densities of the primary quantum level anomaly. And see all these light going right into Gaia. Hold that in the background of your consciousness. See all of this within the quarantine sphere. Sort of step back. See your I am in the background and the HOD on either side at a minimum. And now, every dark entity, basically, energy, whether it has form or amorphous, see it and visualize it in whatever way comes to you. See it all being moved up, upward, and being transmuted, that is pulled out. So it's like a upward moving stream of god awful nastiness. See, feel in whatever way works for you, but you'll want to visualize it, because tip generally that's what actualizes it. A stream of blackness of all the aforementioned, safely or formally safely hidden within the quantum anomaly throughout all densities and frequencies of the physical plane. see it all, I don't know, as it sort of begins to leave the planet in terms of altitude, so you turn white, being transmuted by your I Am All Light presence that we've invoked. And perhaps just above the north pole, I guess, see it being transmuted, or the or this blackness being transmuted. And then continuing up. Now in its transmuted state, so it sort of becomes like a column, a streaming column of white light, you know, going upward into source, and you can see source way up above, represented by a magenta colored portal. Now, you know, step back, see from a distance so you can see the teams in the background. You know, hold them at a minimum in a somewhere in the background of your consciousness, as your primary focus is on safely. Clearing all this garbage. This will result in a dramatic acceleration of planetary liberation, ascension, ease, smoothness, love, the restoration of love as the primary governing force in the background, not fear, which is basically the base system, if you will, of anxiety. And really tune in to, well, this non-trying surrendered state of vision. As these insane amounts of concentrated fire, to use a military term, of all, well, I don't know, even hundreds of millions of Milnia cannons, temporarily firing at 100%, because we're here to transmute. All the darkness as they come up from this. Again, as always, take that occasional glimpse of a little creepy crawly here and there to being turned white and disappearing. And then the light going deeper. And alternatively, because there's no hard and fast rule with how you visualize this, just see dark garbage flying out of the quantum level blackness, darkness, thanks to the quantum level primary anomaly. Quantum anomaly as opposed to subquantum anomaly, and really feel, get a sense of it, get a visceral sentient sense of this massive movement of dark and transmutational light and moving upwards. You know, it's sort of some of you may have noticed where it's sort of the blackness, all the swarms of entities and garbage, including the quantum anomaly itself, just briefly moving up outwards throughout primarily the surface of the planet. And then sort of starting to move upward as it reaches the upper atmosphere and just goes upward and gets sucked up upwards, being turned white as it passes just past the level of the North Pole. That's the best way I can verbalize it. Play around, have fun, be adventurous with that limitless attitude of a child, because consciousness is king and there's no stopping your consciousness and intent and vision. Because it's time, the timing is right. And allow yourself to kind of meditate on this vision, this mass energetic event that is transforming a world. Again, for many of us, our rational mind will receive this energetic vision in whatever sometimes abstract way it needs to for it to compute. Take that occasional glance at several out of the hundreds of millions of ships, to several ships, from their underside facing the lower atmosphere while facing, at the level of low Earth orbit, basically. Well, really, it's right throughout lunar, sublunar space, fiery, insanely intense, insanely, stinging, purifying. Beams of light that are the Mjolnir cannons of all races, fleets, that you can think of. See it, all this blackness being transmuted just up above Gaia and that what becomes a stream of transmuted entities, being white, just streaming upwards further up into source. Again, think in terms of depth, both in terms of, density, frequency, throughout the quantum level of the anomaly, throughout the atmosphere, throughout the surface, deep underground, in every sense of the word depth. And feel that brightness, feel that intensity. If you need to, you can sort of visually ignore the quarantine sphere. As we begin to finish up, probably at the most, 5 minutes remaining. Feel it all zooming up, this intense white column. And occasionally you'll see, on occasion, some of you will see kind of like an inward movement of light all around the atmosphere, Gaia, and then outward movement of light that seems to pull primarily entities, amorphous dark energies, out of the depths of the quantum anomaly. That's the best way to describe it. You know how when you strike a match and you hold it up and eventually it forms kind of like a little outward sphere around the tip of the match before it sort of kind of flows upward kind of thing. You know, it's a bit like that. It's the best analogy I can use. Let's clear it all. Clear it all. 2 minutes left and we're done for this, as always, critical 144K intervention. Making the labor pains of the birth of the new age a completely different and totally manageable story. Every time the intensities begin to peak a little too much for comfort. Glance around, see some ships, see some Mjolnir cannon beams, see, as always, your I am and a HOD way over the other side. And to finish up, ask for that guidance from your I am soul at a minimum. As we're going to go, in order to finish up, all the way down the depths of, you know, in terms of altitude, through the atmosphere, through the surface, and deep underground, wherever it exists. The quantum anomaly and all the darkness within it, and therefore because of it. Classic case of draining the swamp. So we're actually nearing the surface is what's really happening here. About all the densities and frequencies of the physical plane of the quantum anomaly and all the garbage that's pulling through. And so notice, because there's white light and transmutation sort of coming all around Gaia before it flies upward, so the primary, or should I say the quantum anomaly and all the Doug Dooley bags is pulling out will appear grey at the very most. Notice that getting smaller. Okay, in whatever way works for you, notice it getting smaller. Just slightly as it begins to reach the surface, you know, the main primary topography or surface profile of the physical plane. We're going quantum at all densities and frequencies wherever the quantum anomaly exists. And of course, the garbage within. And we're about, you know, hold consciousness on that we're about to move through the thickest and most concentrated part of the quantum level anomaly. And crap being pulled out within it, being stung by the light of this mass, unprecedented coordinated multidimensional action. The 144K takes action. Of the kind that's really needed. So, hold intent, see it in whatever way works for you. As, again, you can see a representation, micro image of light and crap being pulled out at the same time of light moving through the surface. And, you know, see that in whatever representative or abstract way works for you, or better still, is received to your higher mind's eye by all your higher aspect and guides. And let's move through and see a magenta ring is the best way I can describe it as far as visual is concerned. The surface become magenta, clearing all primary anomaly and garbage, and moving, especially on the, throughout the continents, where most people's, you know, the surface population's fields, personal fields or auras are at, and just feel this, how to describe it, sinking of light in the most insanely intense kind you can imagine. Just sinking, okay? Visualize it in whatever way it works for you. Sink, clearing all densities and frequencies of all quantum anomaly and, again, all forms of entities being exposed and zoop, being sucked up. Sink. And see this white light continue through the surface whilst there's, you know, some, you know, bit of darkness coming through and out. And now see Gaia in that pristine goddess magenta, a glowing magenta of the most pristine, pure, innocent kind. And see primarily throughout the continents, you know, from far away it looks like just amorphous grayness, you know, trust in your mind's eye, it knows how to pull this out or how to present it to you. And see, I don't know, it's almost like, have you ever seen you know, smoke begin to sort of rise above a surface of something, whatever, a perpendicular structure, like part of a wall, and it sort of just bellows upward. It's a bit like that. And as it bellows upward, for lack of a better term, see it, turn it white. As that, you know, that upward white column stream of transmuted entities that goes up above Gaia and, you know, turns into a column going into source, that sort of goes, I don't know, it's more thin now, but still kind of intense. So see this in whatever way works for you, feeling that sense, visceral sense of this movement. Take that occasional little glimpse of the micro of some creepy crawly or whatever being transmitted, turning white, going upwards, flowing upwards, away it goes. As we're down to the last minute, is your last chance, finish up. Again, step back. And have a little bit of consciousness on all the, you know, some of the teams working through you. So most of Gaia, well, pretty much all of Gaia is pristine magenta. It's just these large pockets throughout each main continent where there's stuff rising out. You know, obviously that's where the Lush is for these entities. So be the witness for the sake of freedom. Let's finish up. Up all the way up that stream, white column stream of transmuted entities going up into source. All right, now look up at your I am and repeat after me. Complete this process from omnipresence authentic I am, authentic God, clear all remaining darkness of all shapes, forms and kind. Throughout all depths and densities and frequencies at the quantum level. Okay, now see throughout the continents, I don't know, kind of like all of a sudden white light sinking throughout the continents. And there's a brief, for lack of a better term, convulsion of blackness. Think in terms of all the way down, all the way, all through the depths, what's left of it, and see it turn white as it goes up, this brief convulsion of garbage. Turn white. And then the blackness is gone. You just see a pristine magenta globe, and then the blackness turns white as it rises outward and upward and that now stream of white column going upward into source just ends and it disappears upward. We are done. Authentic Galactic Confederation. Return the calibration or intensity of all Mjolnir cannons. To the percentage that is stable for surface humanity. And well done everybody, to say the least. And this time, all of those of you in North America, especially on the throughout the Midwest and westward, a big salute to you for getting up so early. Obviously, me being in Arizona, this time we got the short end of the stick. We can safely say we're truly professional starseeds, making our souls really sing and really happy by fulfilling its purpose, honoring its perspective, making it all worthwhile. Now, among other things, mass energetic divine intervention through the 144K will enable kind of like an unraveling of a much higher level of consciousness for all of us individually, especially as starseeds and even more so as 144K participants. So that's been unraveled and allowed to actualize now in this, throughout this full moon cycle. You know, it might happen overnight for you, over the weekend for you. Either way, it's going to happen over the next couple of weeks. Be aware of that. And open to it in that relaxed, non-trying way. And as always, safety first, move a white light to wave a white light, clearing all your energetic traces, calling back your tracks throughout the frequencies and realms, primarily of the physical plane, throughout the field of Gaia. So outer aura right through to the surface level. Visualize that in whatever way works for you. And well done. As a huge understatement of serving the divine purpose and unleashing your divine potential, that is such a massive big deal, such a massive breakthrough, it can't be expressed enough. Yeah, so take, I don't know, not so much pride, but that deep comforting solace in that, I think the term is. And we really set things up and really prepare things beautifully for unprecedented breakthrough on the equinox at the very latest. And really tone down that intense, horrible, volatile, toxic release of the approaching eclipse season. And that was vital. Otherwise, things would be get pretty unpleasant, very destabilizing at the collective and personal level. And that speaks volumes in terms of difference. So all that is saying to you, well done. Thank God for you taking action. And that closes this, yet again, pivotal, game-changing, critical 144K intervention. That just is what it is. Receive the light. Let it come for you, because more of it is now reaching you. Congratulations. And a big salute from all that is to every single one of you. This is your loving servant, the Unknown Light Warrior, closing this physical broadcast. Love to you all, beloved ones.